Hi, welcome to a new Soul Transmission. My name is Nicole Costeras, and each Sunday I come here with a transmission for you to inspire living from your soul, deeply rooted, multidimensionally opened, and unified in your heart. Today I'm here with Sophie Josefina, and she is a life, relationship, and sex coach. And today we're going to dive in the topic of from strong and independent to powerfully surrendered. Now, before we're going to share anything with you, I would love to start with sharing a poem that I wrote last year on an International Women's Day event in a church in Amsterdam. And the event was all around surrendering your strong, independent woman. So for you to get more familiar what we mean when we start to share about the strong, independent woman, I want to invite you to listen and let these words soak into your being. So, dear strong independent woman, I admire your determination, your power, your strength, your ability to rise. You are so good in doing things by yourself. In a way, you don't need help from anyone. You can find your own way. People feel inspired by your courage and admire your independence. But dear strong independent woman, I can also feel your pain. Because deep inside you are longing to melt, longing to be held. It just feels too scary to let someone in, too afraid to surrender. Being strong and independent feels like a safe wall, a comfortable blanket covering your vulnerability deep inside. Inside there is this small girl afraid to come out because she doesn't want to get hurt. She wants to be loved gently and fully. She wants to be held warm and firmly. She wants to be seen completely. Dear strong independent woman, this strong independence, even though it served you in the past, might not be serving you anymore today. It's not only cutting you from a deep surrendered connection with partners, it's cutting you from a deep surrendered connection with everyone in your life. And most of all, it's cutting you from a deep surrendered connection with life. Life cannot support you fully when you cut yourself off to, I can do it by myself, I don't need anyone. Life cannot see the full you, it cannot feel the full you. And your sensing is not able to feel life's infinite intelligence fully. The times of the strong, independent woman can be over. This is up to you. Dropping the walls and sinking into the deeper you. Life will be able to see so much more, see you so much more clear, to feel you so much more whole, and to support you so much more full. Dear strong independent woman, your time can be over. You can lay back and rest, melting the ice and revealing the you within you. The you that is strength from openness, love, receptivity, trust, and vulnerability. Not afraid to be naked and raw, being moved and guided into a sweet surrender. Dear strong independent woman, I love you. You can rest now. Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah. I feel curious, like how does this feel for you? Does this strong, independent woman also feel like this for you?
Yeah. Oh, where to start? I love how you speak about the strong, independent woman from this place of so much respect and admiration. And yeah, because the strong, independent woman is that. She's come to this beautiful place, right? This beautiful, like, she can inspire people, she can take care of people, she takes care of herself. There's such a beauty to getting to that point. And in that, she makes a sacrifice. And the sacrifice is that she never lets go, she never surrenders, she never falls into anybody, she never has somebody hold her. She's always holding everybody else. Yeah, you write about it so beautifully. Still processing. Gorgeous.
Yeah. I was also noticing as I was reading it, I can feel I can feel how much I was in this strong independent woman, like for quite some years of my life. I feel because I had this natural power inside. It was so easy for me to just jump into the space holder, into the holding everybody, taking care of everybody. And it has a certain alertness all the time, a certain alertness. And I was all the time on. And even when I look back in my relationship as a teenager, I noticed that the strong independent woman for me also came with a numbness, with a certain numbness. So that means that I was attracting relationships that had a lot of conflict and fire in order for me to feel anything. Right. So I, looking back, I now understand. Back then I didn't understand that this wall was so thick, my skin was so thick, that I needed this intensity in order to feel something. Yeah.
That's such a powerful reflection. Yeah, because for anybody listening to this, like, I think you know that you are in your masculine or your strong independent woman or your focus, because there is a stillness to that when it becomes too extreme becomes numbness. Right? Like when we become so focused, everything becomes quiet, but also in ourselves. And if that's not coming from a healthy place, it turns into numbness and rigidity, and your body gets hard, and like we lose our, like, our water element. We use our ability to flow.
Yes.
And so I love that reflection that means that in your relationships, like, your inner feminine starts attracting the fire because she still wants to feel.
Exactly.
She wants to feel, like, her urge is to feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think for me, like, I think I come from a slightly different part where I come from a very corporate world before I moved into the work that I'm doing now. And it was very male dominated. And I was everything that I thought a woman should be. Mm. I was strong, independent, financially independent. I have my shit together, right? I was everything that I thought a woman should be. I was still sexy. I would wear high heels and short skirts and thought that would make me a woman. And I burned out completely. I spent 2 years in bed completely sick. And I didn't understand why in the beginning, because I thought, how about I'm doing exactly what I should be doing, right? I am a strong, independent woman. That's the end goal. Why is this not working out for me? Why am I in pain? Why am I exhausted? And in that, for me, came a beautiful journey of what does it actually mean to be woman, or to be in your feminine, to take it even away from gender, like to be in your feminine. What is that? Because I think I always thought that being feminine meant taking care of everybody, right? Mm-hmm. Being like the mommy making dinner for everybody, making sure everybody's okay. I never even had the perspective that being feminine could be what you were describing so beautifully in your poem. Surrendering, having somebody else take care of you. Like the whole idea of having somebody else take care of me felt like a failure.
Yeah. And I feel two things coming up. So, like, the moment you said, like going into surrender felt like being a failure.
Yeah.
And it was just before our call, I bumped into this quote again from Daniel Laporte. It says, surrender is not about being passive, it's about being open.
Yeah.
And that really matches also what we're sharing about right here, right? That I relate with the idea that I was having about being surrendered. To me, it felt like weak. It felt like not okay. Yeah. And I feel like this post or this quote really captures about what surrender is about. Yeah. And I love how you started sharing about the dynamics of the masculine and the feminine.
Yeah.
So I feel curious if you want to give, like, your perspective on the masculine and the feminine as a dynamic inside of us.
Yeah. So let me start off by saying that even though we use gendered words, this has nothing to do with gender. Everybody has masculine and feminine in them. Mm-hmm. And we need to cultivate both. We need to be able to go into both. So even if you are very feminine, you sometimes need to be your masculine, because it's these two energies are pretty much making love inside of us. So we want to make sure they both have a time to be. The masculine inside of us is the part of us that creates structure, that creates boundaries, that is present, that is quiet, that comes up when you are meditating. That's our masculine. It's this really stillness. It's this, I got this. I know where we're going. And your feminine is the feeling, is the being with what is the body, is the color, right? It's what colors the world. In the most simple form, and your masculine is how you go into the world, and your feminine is how you take in the world, right? It's like how you let it enter you, and what that does with you when you let life enter you.
Mm.
And we live in a society that completely overvalues our masculine energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's very little room for the feminine, because honestly, for most of my life, I would only go into a feminine energy whenever I was on holiday. Like I would never make time for her. I would never make time, because that's like a luxury, right? To just, I don't know, switch on some music and dance.
Mm.
Yeah. So I spent my whole life just in my masculine energy and thinking that was the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not seeing that because the feminine pretty much surrenders to life. She just says, I'm not going to think about who's going to make dinner tonight. I'm not going to think about this. I'm just going to enjoy. I'm going to enjoy the food. I'm going to enjoy what's happening.
Mm.
Experience it. I'm going to be with what is. It's this very vulnerable state of constantly coming back to like, what am I actually feeling right now? What's happening in me?
Mm-hmm.
And that your feeling world is sacred. Like this whole narrative around women's emotions, that women are crazy or hysterical or needy or emotional when they express any kind of emotion, means that a lot of women, including myself, have spent entire life thinking, I shouldn't feel these things.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't feel these things. Whatever I'm feeling, it's wrong and it needs to be fixed. Am I afraid? That needs to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Am I angry? That needs to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
When actually the feeling world of the feminine is like this, it's the juice. It's sacred. It has so much wisdom in it. Like the women feel way more. We have way more like nerve endings. We feel more. So when a woman says, or somebody in their feminine says, I notice something's up, she knows it before the masculine does, and it's sacred. And we've forgotten to look at it like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love how you shared that. That's a new sentence. I didn't hear that before. Like the masculine is how you move into the world and the feminine is how you receive it back in.
Yeah.
Amazing. I love that. And like when I connect that to my own, like my own past, I can see that I was not allowing in so many ways. In so many ways.
Yeah.
You know, I was not allowing in lovemaking. I was not allowing in relationships, in friendships, even in like the whole of life, actually. I was not allowing in.
Yeah.
And I feel that like one element that really helped me is finding more safety in my body, but also in the meeting of my new partner, right? Suddenly there was a partner who I felt he got me, right? He would also tell me a lot in the beginning, I got you. And then my whole body could just like, oh,
no.
And I didn't notice it before, you know, so it kind of grabbed me. It kind of grabbed me, this surrender. And I feel it's a very powerful, it was a very unique happening for me. Like looking back, there weren't many situations or people that my body would surrender to. I would always be the one providing the space to surrender in.
Yeah.
So I feel that's a very powerful thing. Also, another thing that came up as you were sharing is that I do believe that the evolution that we went through had a really deep purpose.
Absolutely.
So when I look back to the angry feminists, they were going into their masculine, you know, they were going into protest and they were rising up for their rights, and they were and it did turn the women into masculine beings. Or they were forced into a masculine being. And I do feel that there is also a difference in different places on the earth, even at the moment, where some countries are ready to surrender back into our feminine as women. Like I feel like Europe, we are ready to step out of this strong, independent woman and surrender back into our receptivity. But I was also in the jungle this January in the Amazon jungle, and there has been a massive suppression of the women also in the tribes there. And I can see how they are still really in this feminist, you know, like standing up for their rights and like almost bashing men, you know. It's like the angry feminist can have like a punishment towards men. Yeah. And I can see that actually that is what is serving their tribes at the moment. So it feels the natural evolution from women being suppressed to women rising up and then surrendering back
to
their receptivity.
I love that you're honoring that.
David
Dida speaks about this. He talks about like three stages of relating, and the first stage is like the old-fashioned relationship where the man makes the money and the woman comes back or is cooking and is this trophy wife. And then the second stage is the equality relationship where everything's equal, and that's also where the strong independent woman comes from, because she wants to be equal to that guy. And you have to go through that stage. And then the third stage is kind of this fluidity of, I can be both in my masculine and feminine, so can you. There's a choice. I can choose to surrender. I don't have to. I don't have to always stay in control. Like, I have a choice. There's an empowered choice. And so you have to go through that step first. And there, it's not less than, it's also sacred, right? It's also, it's the dark feminine rising up saying, hell no. And she's super powerful. So I love that you're honoring her.
Yeah.
I love that you're honoring her. And if I just, you reminded me of a little story of like my version of you meeting your guy, because I think a lot of women don't know what it is to surrender, right? They've never been into, they've like, if you've never actually felt that somebody was around you and they said, I got this, baby, you've never physically felt that, then it's very hard to be like, okay, I'm gonna look for that in somebody. And my moment was actually with a woman that I was at a retreat. And I was so used to being the person that, you know, that's in control, that makes sure that everybody's happy at the table, that is looking out for everybody. And, you know, like very much like focused on, oh, I know where we need to go next. And I know how much time we have left for food. And I know what I want to do. And I was sitting next to this like woman from New York. And it was the first time that somebody had more masculine energy than I did. And I'd always dated these like big alpha guys because I was craving somebody with a stronger masculine than I, because I was craving to surrender. And I thought if I just like date the biggest guy in the room, then I'm sure I'll get that. And it never happened. And then with this woman, like she just by nature had so much masculine energy. And it was the first time I just sat next to her and I noticed I was softening. I was just like, there was a relaxation in my system I'd never felt before. There was a voice in my head that just went quiet. Because I knew she had it. She had this whole situation. I didn't have to think about anything. And it was actually around a woman that I felt my first like, oh, this is what I actually want. I actually want to be able to trust somebody so much that this part of me can go offline.
Beautiful. Yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be even in your relationship. You can have this with a girlfriend even, just like, you can take care of this. I have to do this. It's all good. Yeah.
Beautiful. And I noticed like I'm with this question right now. Like, do we need someone else in order to access this surrender? Like, I'm just like scanning back in my life right now. And I'm also like tuning into the listeners who are recognizing this strong independent woman, and they maybe are in a situation where they don't know how to start accessing that more. And I feel like, do we need someone else in order to access surrender?
Yeah.
And I feel like we don't. I feel it can be very super helpful to have people around us who give us that space to soften into our feminine.
Yeah.
But I feel like one important element in surrendering for me is to really find safety in my body.
Yeah.
Ask myself, what do I need in order to feel more safe now? And I feel that the feeling safe itself softens.
Can you give an example of what safety in your body is then? Like, what does that mean for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for me, feeling safe in my body is that this alertness that I can carry with me knows like it's okay. You can relax now.
Yeah.
So sometimes that can look like me communicating to the people around me what I need right now in order to feel more safe and relaxed. Yeah. It can even be just naming and voicing that there is an alertness, or that just naming the strong independent woman that is showing up. Only that already creates a certain relaxation and safety in my body. So I feel that the key word for me around safety is a relaxation and a softness in my body.
Yeah, I like that. So in a way, that's kind of your inner, I call him the inner dude, your inner dude showing up for you, saying, hey, this is what I need, or this is what's going on.
Yeah.
And that can allow you to go like, oh.
Breathing out.
Yeah.
Out breath because my body, and I still I can notice when, for example, there's a lot of inspiration I have for work and I'm going in this like and then I need to, like, I'm breathing in and I don't breathe out anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's this I need to sometimes remind myself to breathe back out again. Mm-hmm. And this is where the surrender and the receptivity comes back in. Yeah. Because, like, I walked a lot with the strong independent woman, and she's so much more surrendered. And I have a very strong masculine that can take over still, you know, and he's beautiful. Like, he also serves me in so many ways.
Yeah.
But sometimes he needs to breathe out and relax back.
This is exactly like the when your inner masculine is very strong, you can do this like super focus and just forget about everything. You're behind your laptop 10 hours later and you think, did I eat today? And that's, there's nothing per se wrong with that. Like in surrendering, it doesn't mean that your masculine is a bad thing. It's not, he's beautiful, right? Like, it's amazing that he's there. It's amazing that you have this energy. There's nothing wrong with the masculine in the world. I love the masculine in the world. Like, I adore it. I devote it. I'm so grateful it's there because it allows me to feel me deeper. Mm-hmm. So if you identify with being a strong independent woman, it doesn't mean that she has to leave.
Mm.
Right? She can be there in your work, right? Like, let her be there. It's the pain often comes from her being in every part of your life.
Mm.
Her being there when you don't have work, her being there when you're with your beloved and you're not, you're still in your, like, what can I do now?
Yeah.
Right. That's where the pain comes from, but there's nothing wrong with that energy. It's a beautiful energy.
Yeah. And yeah. I also feel the pain comes from the armor.
Yes.
So I was, last week I was giving a transmission about the armed and unarmed warrior. And I feel that the strong independent woman is very connected to this armed warrior.
Absolutely.
And I feel that there comes an invitation to start softening the armor and to start finding the power from a different source.
Yes.
So I feel that my strong independent woman was sourced from an armed power, from almost like an outer power somehow, protective power. And I feel the unarmed warrior, or the surrendered woman, is sourced from an inner power. Like, it's like a volcanic force that she can stand in and move from that. So it's with an open heart and an open body. And so I recognize also there the pain in the armor.
Yeah, I love that you brought that in. That's such a beautiful addition. I work a lot with both men and women on healing their masculine. And one part of that is, we live in a society where we think the masculine is the main thing and the feminine is a burden, right? So we think like we need to do, produce, and the feminine is this thing that we have to fix.
Mm.
When actually, if we mature that relationship, the masculine becomes something to support the feminine. The masculine says, what can I do to support you so that you can feel more, so you can be fully free? And so in yourself, you can even change that relationship. Instead of saying, here's my to-do list, here's everything that I have to do today because otherwise, and only then I deserve pleasure, go into, okay, what can I create for myself today that will help me be, that will help me flow? For instance, like, if I have the same, like, if I start working, I can just like get into a tunnel and never come out. So my inner dude gives me boundaries. So before I go into that energy, I set a boundary. From that energy, I say, okay, I know I have that, so how can I take care of myself? I'm going to set a timer every 2 hours, and I'm going to let myself dance or move or just see what wants to come up.
Yeah.
And so then the masculine starts supporting the feminine instead of forcing her.
Beautiful.
And the difference is also like in men, like if you say, I have to work out every day, or like it becomes this rigid, or you say, I commit to working out every day, but I feel into my body if it's the right thing to do.
Mm, yeah, exactly.
So there's a difference between like committing to something from your masculine energy or forcing it.
Yeah, beautiful.
And the forcing is the armoring.
It's very much like, exactly.
It has to be like this because then.
Exactly. And then we also come again into the, I've been speaking also in the past few weeks about the difference between reacting and responding to life. Mm. And I feel reacting comes from this armored, like forced place. Yeah. And the responding comes from a union with this openness and an openness for this life force to move through. And from that place, we move into life.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. The reacting versus responding. In the responding, it feels like there's more space. There's more time.
Exactly.
There's an out breath there. Like,
and we need to be surrendered in order to respond.
Yeah.
We cannot respond from an unsurrendered place. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think what this is bringing up for me is I think as long as we're in the armored or in the reactive or this like very rigid masculinity, there's a defensiveness in there. There's like, I want to make sure nobody thinks I'm weak. I want to make sure that like I prove my point. I want to make sure I'm right. There's like a constant like battle going on that in a way you are something that needs to be defended.
Mm.
When actually in the surrendered masculine man or woman, like there's this beautiful, like, here's what is. And I'm open. Mm-hmm. Like you can be in your masculine and be completely open from a place of power saying, here's what is. And I stand for that. And I own that. And I've got myself.
Mm.
That feels very different than if you call me weak, I will get angry.
Yeah. And I love how you mentioned a few times you work with both men and women. And I love how you bring up that that there is a society where we're forced into our masculine. I also notice that in the conscious communities, there is a lot of men that are completely in their feminine and we're like looking where the masculine is, you know? So I feel it's a very interesting, for me, that has been quite challenging because for me, it doesn't work to be with a man who is like completely in his feminine. Yeah. So I feel actually curious what your experience is there as you are working with both men and women, and I work mostly with women. So I just noticed this curiosity. Can you share something about that in your experience?
Yeah. These men are coming from such a place of love and devotion to the feminine, which is great again in its essence, but they lose themselves. And they become the nice guy. So they will do everything. And actually, the feminine doesn't want a nice guy. She wants the container. So she wants to know where the boundaries are. She wants to know what she can and can't do. Like, boundaries are hot. When a guy tells me, not like that, Sophie, that's hot. Like, I want that. I want to feel what you will accept from me and what you won't. Because otherwise, I will try. Because the feminine, you have to see it as an ocean. Like, she just wants to feel where the end of the ocean is.
Yeah.
Give her that end, she will keep going. And it's not that women want to hurt men, but she wants to feel that you have her contained.
Yeah. So she tests the container, right?
She tests it. So these beautiful, loving men, I mean, yeah, there's in the conscious community, there's tons of them.
Yeah.
They have in a way told themselves that their masculine energy is something that's wrong.
Yeah.
That their masculine energy is what causes like all the problems in the world, will causes men to rape women. They think the masculine energy is something completely bad. Mm-hmm. The reason that most women find it difficult to be with a man like that is because he hasn't embraced his own darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And so how will he then embrace mine?
Mm-hmm.
Right? When I get ugly and I get, because I'm the feminine, I can, right? I can go in every direction. If he has rejected that in himself, then how will he ever be able to be with mine? And so if you are a man listening to this, you recognize this, I highly recommend the book No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Mm, No More Mr. Nice Guy.
And it's all about like really standing for yourself first and how the world will respect you more for it and women will love you more for it. And in the essence, it's like the pain in these men is that they think if they, for instance, would make boundaries or they would get angry, they would lose their love.
Mm.
And actually the world will love you more for it.
Yeah. Yeah, and also that they, like, I went through this process with my partner, and because like also from my past, I was carrying quite some anger towards men also. Mm-hmm. And there's one like specific memory coming up where I was in a circle and there were like four men around me holding me like very close. And I needed to test the container. It was like a circle specifically for that. And I remember going into this anger and pushing, and they were like holding. And there was this point where my body just naturally did that. Right. And so I also had moments in the beginning of the relationship with my partner where I was testing the container, and it would be very scary for him actually to go into his like energy towards me. So I wanted to wrestle with him, you know, like fight with him and roll over the ground with him to open that energy up. And there was this fear of hurting me, fear of,
Yeah, this is one, I think, one of the most beautiful things about the masculine energy, but also what limits them is that they don't want to hurt. They don't want to be the source of pain. So you'll often hear men end relationships because they've been hurting her so much. I don't want to hurt her anymore. And actually a woman she can decide, right? She can decide when it's too much pain. She'll let you know. Mm. And so there's this beautiful like force in men that they don't want to be the source of pain in anybody. And that's the same thing that underlies like giving a woman a boundary. Mm-hmm. They don't want to hurt her, but actually she wants that. She wants to feel your no. She wants to feel where you are actually standing for a boundary, where you are standing for something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She don't wants you to always be nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a beautiful story.
I'm also like trying to feel into the ones who are listening right now. Mm-hmm. Like, because we named two partners here, like we named a partner that is like in his masculine and like macho, and for this man it can be super scary to show his feminine more. And so I remember moments also with my partner where I feel this can also be very helpful if you have a partner that is in this macho and to really invite and welcome his feminine. And it can even start with like shamanically inviting that in him, right? So it can even be that our energy communicates to his feminine that she's welcome. Mm-hmm. And then slowly start to invite her to come more forward. And I'm just like, there's a memory coming up with me and my partner where he was literally like getting really confused where I would invite his feminine to come forward. Like I remember a moment where he was like, you know, and then he didn't know what to do or how to respond, or he was very uncomfortable. And at the same time, having a deep out breath of like, oh, finally. Yeah.
I was preparing, I'm running a course right now, and I was preparing some slides for that. And I asked several men, like, what is your core, your deepest desire in relating with a woman? And several of them came back to me and they said, I want to feel that there is space for my feminine to come out. I don't need to be my feminine every day, but I want to feel that there's safety and there's space for me to be that once in a while. And my partner always gives me this beautiful story of like the warrior that battled all day and then comes home to his tent and his woman washes his feet. Right? Like it's exactly that. It's like,
yeah,
it doesn't mean that your man always has to be in his feminine, but he needs to be in his feminine sometimes, just like you sometimes need to be your masculine.
Exactly.
Because otherwise you don't feel the difference anymore. Mm-hmm. Like when I am in my relationship, sometimes in my masculine, like the next day I'm energized. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna do this day. So we both need that, and to invite him, like this is like, for instance, in kink, it's actually the sub that is in control. So the sub asks the dominant to do something, but the sub is actually in control. The dominant is serving them, and it's the same in the feminine masculine. So I love what you said about inviting him in, so you as the feminine can create space of like, come baby, yeah. Show me. I will hold you. I will be there for you. I will massage you. You can soften. I will create space for that. Yeah.
And then you can start to play with those dynamics also together, right? Because we were in a tantra training last year together. And there were moments where we were invited to switch these dynamics. So I would go in my masculine, he would go in his feminine. And it brought also so much laughter and weirdness with it. But there is such a power in becoming more comfortable and more fluid in these dynamics, also in the relationship.
Yeah. So for people who are in same gender relationships, often the same gender, the polarity is much more fluid. So one of, like, if it's women, one of the women could be much more masculine 1 minute and then switch again. So it means you have to be way more present with each other.
Yeah.
Because nothing is set in stone. And so if you are in a more traditional masculine feminine relationship, actually becoming practiced in doing both and allowing that to be way more fluid, it means you have to become so present with your partner, and it becomes a game. Mm-hmm. Like, I notice I'm like challenging my partner constantly. I'm like, okay, so where are you at? You're in your masculine. Okay. Oh, you want to be more feminine? So it becomes much more a teasing, a flirting. Mm-hmm. And it makes you much more present with each other, because I am not, per definition, the person that softens and that lets him do everything.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's not the case. Like that's not the status quo.
Yeah.
So it's always feeling like, where are you? Where are you? What do you need right now? What would nourish you?
Yeah.
And it can switch it can constantly switch.
Yeah. And it's amazing. And I feel this matches so much like the new earth that is rising right now. Yeah. Like, I was also sharing about soul leadership and about how this new earth asks for so much more flexibility in our bodies, in our emotional bodies, in our mental bodies, in our spiritual bodies. Mm. We can no longer be one certain way all the time. Yeah. It asks for responding to who we are in each moment. Yeah.
Yeah. And it means also in yourself, like, you need to, in order to get to that place, you have to become really good friends with yourself and really listen to yourself. Like, what would nourish me right now? So not necessarily what's comfortable, but what would nourish me? Would it nourish me to be a space holder, to be a container, to be like going after my vision? Or would it nourish me to take a walk and just watch the birds fly? And like, what would nourish me right now?
Yeah.
So, and that can also constantly change, and it requires this like attentiveness to yourself, like you're your own best lover. Like, what do you need right now? What's the touch you need right now? To honor that. Like, there are days where I need water, like I need the fluidity. There are days where, especially when I've been really my masculine, I want strong touch. I want somebody to remind me that this is my body.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And to create that then around you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. I hear my nephew and my niece in the background.
I know, it's so cute.
Hear them. Yeah, let's take a breath.
Yeah.
Yes, I can feel that the way I hold myself in my relationship and the amount of flexibility I'm having with these dynamics of the masculine and feminine also oftentimes reflect my flexibility with life.
Yeah.
So I can really notice in the relationship, for example, when I close up or where there is a certain like in breath and no out breath, it's reflected also in life. So I feel we can also welcome this as a beautiful symbol of how surrendered are we to life in this moment.
Yeah.
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 Beautiful.
Yeah, I love that. That's a beautiful one. Beautiful feeling.
So is there anything else that you feel?
Is that something bubble up?
Because I feel like we're going to completion, but I also feel curious if there's anything else.
There's one last thing, and that is for me that the surrender doesn't just happen to the masculine in you, outside of you, but it also happens to source. So for me, a beautiful practice every day is, what can I surrender to something greater than myself? And to feel that surrender of like, I don't know, I have to get some graphic design done and it makes me insecure, and to just say, Source, I surrender this to you, and guide me.
Yeah.
So it isn't just like, okay, what can my inner do to take care of myself, or how can I lay with my partner, but more like into life, like, okay, what can I surrender today and trust something greater than myself to take care of it?
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I feel with that, we are rising into a humanity that is much more feminine.
Yes.
Like, I feel the new earth has a very strong quality of the feminine, because we are so much more surrendered to source or life or the universe, yeah, or God, however yeah, that you name, yeah, that in your life. Yeah.
Yeah. So the way I play with that for myself is, I notice from my masculine, I create like a container. So for instance, like a talk like this, I'll prepare a few points so that I have something to, that relaxes me. But like, oh yeah, I know I've got the main elements, for instance. And then when I feel that preparation, I can surrender completely and be like, okay, whatever wants to come through can come through.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's never been this like fully letting go of all structure or containment or, yes, safety. For me, I do need that masculine base, but then I can flow.
Yeah.
To respect that. And so I actually, like, for me, leading from the feminine means that I create some kind of structure, and then I trust that what needs to come through will come through.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. So that can also be then a structure of your day, for example.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Like saying,
I love that.
I'll write that post today, but I'm going to sit down and meditate on what wants to come through.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
And I love it. Like, I can also make, for example, a to-do list, and it has 12 things on it. But then my intuition and my resonance, yeah, will guide me to which one of those now.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. What action needs to happen right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. That's beautiful. Gorgeous. Yeah.
And also, because I resonate a lot with, I also need some kind of structure to, yeah, hold that. So for me, it can also look like in the morning, I start my day with my telephone switched off, yeah, and then I have my morning practice, and then I have like,
yeah,
between these and these times I'm on social media, but in that there is a lot of space to follow my resonance in each moment and yes, to trust that.
Yeah. 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 And to, for instance, only create when you want to create.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing that very much in my work now. I will only film something or tape something or record something when I actually feel that that now is the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not forcing the creation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you've been listening, then maybe it's a beautiful moment now to move your body a bit and to take a deep breath in and out. And just taking a moment to feel inside your body how your body is feeling right now. And also breathing out all the words that have been spoken, trusting that your body will absorb whatever is relevant for you to take with you. And as I'm going to speak some words now, Sophie, whenever you feel you want to add something in, just feel free to, okay? Yeah. So as you're letting go of all the words that have been spoken, just noticing how your body feels right now. And just noticing also inside of your body, inside of this bigger feeling, noticing the smaller parts. Are there maybe parts that are feeling contracted? Parts that are feeling joyful, parts that are feeling open or more closed. And just starting to bring your curiosity to all those different sensations inside. And as you've been listening to these dynamics of the feminine and the masculine, so if you, as you've been absorbing new insights around the strong, independent woman, just noticing how she's been showing up in your life. Noticing if this strong, independent woman has been showing up in your love relationship, in your friendships, maybe in family dynamics, places where you've been holding others. And maybe your strong and independent woman has been showing up in work, trying to push, make things happen, trying to go faster than you actually should go. Just noticing. And with that noticing, where you are invited to soften more, where you are invited to surrender, where you are invited to open into a deeper receptivity. Beautiful. And here you can also ask yourself the question, what would feel really nourishing for you in that? Or what do you need to have your body feel more safe to soften? Beautiful. Yeah, just taking a deep breath in and out. And then one more time, I feel like sharing this poem so it can integrate even more. Dear strong independent woman, I admire your determination, your power, your strength, your ability to rise. You are so good in doing things by yourself. In a way, you don't need help from anyone. You can find your own way. People feel inspired by your courage and admire your independence. But dear strong independent woman, I can also feel your pain. Because deep inside you are longing to meld, longing to be held. It just feels too scary to let someone in, too afraid to surrender. Being strong and independent feels like a safe wall, a comfortable blanket covering your vulnerability deep inside. Inside there is this small girl afraid to come out because she doesn't want to get hurt. She wants to be loved gently and fully. She wants to be held warm and firmly. She wants to be seen completely. Dear strong independent woman, this strong independence, even though it served you in the past, might not be serving you anymore today. It's not only cutting you from deep surrendered connection with partners, it's cutting you from a deep surrendered connection with everyone in your life. And most of all, it's cutting you from a deep surrendered connection with life. Life cannot support you fully when you cut yourself off to, I can do this by myself, I don't need anyone. Life cannot see the full you and cannot feel the full you, and your sensing is not able to feel life's intelligence fully. The times of the strong independent woman can be over, this is up to you. Dropping the walls and sinking into the deeper you. Life will be able to see so much more, see you so much more clear, to feel you so much more whole, and to support you so much more full. Dear strong independent woman, your time can be over. You can lay back and rest, melting the ice and revealing the you within you. The you that is strength from openness, love, receptivity, trust, and vulnerability. Not afraid to be naked and raw, being moved and guided into a sweet surrender. Dear strong independent woman, I love you. You can rest now. Mm-mm. And with that, I want to thank you so much for being here with us today, and feel free to reach out, to ask any questions, and to share with us how this has been landing for you.
Yeah. And also, if you disagree with anything, let me know. Yeah. I love bringing this whole conversation to a different level. I love being challenged.
You're very, very welcome.
So please.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We wish you a very beautiful day or evening, depending on where you are in the world. Thank you, Sophie, for being here today.
Thank you, Nicole, for holding this beautiful space. I really appreciate you.